Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to go into a message today entitled, No Cracks, No Crevices. I want you to know the Bible says in Romans 15:4, whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patient and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible said all scriptures given by inspiration of God. Amen. Also, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now here in Matthew 5:20, the Bible is clear. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. If we expect to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to do the will of the Father, Matthew 7:21. Let's go into the scriptures, and I want you to know there's no cracks, no crevices in the word of God. We just got to do it. God bless you. Let's go into the message.
One more time. He's great.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How great
is our God. Give the Lord a good hand to praise, everybody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you excited about Jesus? My God. Amen. Before I get into the word of God today, and I love God's word, amen, I got a copy out there in the bulletins. I think you put it on the bulletin board, honey. I want to encourage everyone, when you get a chance, go read 2 Peter 2, the entire chapter. And then I'm going to share with you some of the things you're going to find in 2 Peter, because church has become something other than what church was intended by God to be. And our calling is to call the church back to being the church. Okay? And in order to do that, we have to address the pulpit first. We are on all these radio stations, and we're not out there begging for money. That's something you're not going to hear us do. Okay? You're not going to hear us begging for money inside the house. But as we go out on all of these stations, our purpose is to challenge the pulpit in love, okay? And all we're simply saying is, brothers, let's come back to do it the way the Bible told us we should do it. And you're going to hear a lot of me challenging everybody in the pew, check your preacher out. Now, we don't have enough of that going on in the church. And because of that, a lot of people are going to lose their eternal destiny. The Bible told us in 1 John 4:1, it has always been written. He said, try every spirit. Then he tell you why. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. There are many false prophets, false preachers, and false teachers in the world. Now, in this chapter, you're going to see a lot of the preachers started out good. They really knew Jesus, okay? Because some people say, well, they never knew God. That's not true. Some of these people knew God, they walked with God, they was born again, and they start going bad. And because they had a great following, the people were so loyal to their leaders that they followed them on into false doctrines. Okay, Jesus prophesied and said, many people are going to be turned away from the kingdom. He said, many going to say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Didn't we do many marvelous things? And the Bible said, Jesus going to look at him and said, depart from me, I never knew you. A lot of people say that these people were not saved. Devils don't cast out devils. These people was once saved. They once knew God. Okay? They got away from God. And when you get away from God and go back in sin, your righteous record is wiped out, and it's just like God never knew you. That's why he's going to turn those people away from the kingdom. My whole passion is to make sure you stay watching us preachers. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm going to do my best to stay on track. I'm going to live what I preach. I'm going to preach it straight and narrow because that's the way it's written. But you ain't supposed to ever get so comfortable with a leader that you just stop testing them. Y'all hear me, saints? Amen. A lot of people are going to get to heaven because I'm warning them. Okay? We have since June the 19th up until yesterday when I checked it, July the 18th, I think yesterday was the 18th, there's nearly 3,000 people that went to our website to get free teaching because we're teaching the body of Christ to check your preachers out. And I know it seems strange for somebody to come out all over the air and eventually television. But if you read your Bible, that's not a strange happening. It was supposed to be done all the time because the Bible says that you're supposed to test every spirit and you're supposed to test them every time you come to church. You're supposed to test me. Test me since I'm saying it. Always keep your tester on. And what you test, what you're looking for is you're looking for the, you first of all got to be saved. The Holy Ghost that live inside of you, 1 John 2:27, when something is taught that's wrong, it won't set well. The Holy Ghost will bother you inside. And then if you go read your Bible, that same Holy Ghost will lead you to the truth and show you where the preacher is off course. Yeah. Now, a lot of people are not doing that, and a lot of them are going to end up in hell because they don't do it. But go read 2 Peter sometime next week, the whole chapter, and the Apostle Peter was prophesying that just like there was false prophets in their day, he prophesied and said there are going to be false teachers in your day, and they're going to be right among you. Okay, and some of them crept in the church and start teaching corruptible things, but some of them was born again and went away from God and start teaching heresy. Yeah. Okay, here's what you're gonna find in that chapter, and I got it. I got a copy right out here on the board if you want to look at it and just jot down my little notes. But this is what you'll find in that whole chapter. False teachers will probably bring in damnable heresies. Heresy is a work of the flesh. In other words, you got ministers take a truth in the Word of God and blow it out of proportion, and it'll sound like it's the gospel. It sounds good. There's a lot of stuff on television and on radio sounds good, but it'll send you to hell if you're not careful. When you read 2 Peter, you're going to find out verse 20 and verse 21, you'll find out these people were saved. This is what you're going to find about false teachers. And verse 2, you'll find out many people are going to follow those leaders. Many, many people are going to follow them. That's what the scriptures say. So don't let a crowd fool you. Okay? And that's not to justify small numbers either. You see, because God will bless. Amen? And God is blessing. But that's beside the point. Okay? When you read 2 Peter, you're going to find out that they speak evil of the truth. They'll see the truth and then speak evil of it in verse 2. In verse 3, you'll find out that these false teachers, they are motivated by covetousness. Okay? You got to watch people's motives. You know, if my motive is just to get a bunch of members, to make my name great, to make this church great, if that's really my motive, then I lower God's word standard and I do things to manipulate the system to get people to like me. Devil got the wrong one. God got the right one. I'm just throwing that out there for free. God got the right one. Okay? But you'll find that these false teachers will lower standards because they got a covetousness in their heart. They're in ministry for something else. Now, a lot of them didn't start out that way. But when they got into this thing and they saw, you know, well, this guy got a big church, so I want a big church, so what is he doing? And let me do the same thing, and then they'll start compromising his word. Ain't going to happen here. Okay? If we keep three people going to be holy. Only take it two or three. Ain't that what he said? I'm holy, my wife holy. All I need is one more, Judy. Let me leave that alone. Peggy holy. All y'all holy. Glory to God. But I want you seriously now because, see, look, we're in some closing days. Jesus soon to come. A lot of people are going to lose their souls because they're not reading this book and following it, okay? And it says in verse 4 and verse 10, you're going to find they walk after the flesh. They in the flesh. Let me give y'all a little hint. If a preacher, and I tell y'all this all the time, and I'm not preaching yet now. If a preacher always saying to you that there's no such thing as sinless perfection. Anybody ever heard that before? Anybody ever heard a preacher say that? When you hear a preacher tell you there's no such thing as sinless perfection, what he's saying is nobody can live without sin. That preacher, in so many words, is telling you he got sin in his life. Now, if a preacher tell me that, I don't know about you, Ella, I ain't following him. I don't want, look, if I get up here on Sunday morning and tell you in so many words I got sin in my life, Elder, I'm gonna check you out if you keep following me. But these false teachers, they're going to come up with doctrines. They'll use the cross. They'll use the blood. They'll use the grace of God. They'll use all kinds of things. But what they're saying is just you believe in that and then your sins are okay. No, 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 no. That's not what this Bible teach. This Bible don't teach such foolishness. Okay? These are false teachers. I don't care how big their church is. I don't care how big their name is. And we're on the air for one reason and one reason only. To expose what is called the church and not being the church. And to tell the people in the church, check your preachers out. That's what we say into the airways. And I think I finished. I don't know if I finished my statement a while ago. But in less than 1 month, nearly 3,000 people going listening to the teacher. And I had a guy call me 1 o'clock the other night. He was an African guy from Libya. He called and he was listening to the website because we got it fixed to where they can go get free teaching and be taught the principles of the Word of God. He was so excited. He said, these people in America is not preaching the gospel. And he said, I thought everybody was like that till I heard you. This African guy woke me up. Well, he didn't wake us up. He would have woke me up if we weren't flying in. But my point is this, that people are catching on to the truth now, and they're getting set on fire all around the country from this little ministry. And you know what? We're not in it but for one reason. That's to inform people about the truth. And I'm trying to help inform you guys now. Go read your Bible and look at 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, and you see how preachers go wrong. You'll see how churches go wrong. And when they go wrong, you need to know it. Okay? Okay, they are self-will, verse 10. The Bible call them natural brute beast, verse 13. The Bible said they are spots and they flaunt their deceiving ways. They flaunt around their teaching. They just make it seem like it's the gospel. Okay? Verse 13. The Bible said their eyes are full of adultery. See, if a preacher say can't nobody live without sinning, he making provision for his flesh. Preacher got to be holy. The Bible said his holy apostles and prophets. You got to be holy. You got to know the way before you can point the way. And I'm telling you, a lot of them that's lowering the standard and not preaching the straight and narrow, they in some of this stuff. So don't be shocked when you find out, when you see it. It says their eyes are full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin. That's why they'll come up with doctrine. Well, everybody going to sin. That ain't what this Bible teach. You don't find that nowhere in the Bible in context. Bible say you can cease from sin. 1 Peter 4 verse 1, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And you know why preachers don't talk about sin much and tell the people they can stop sinning? Because you know you got a bunch of people that come to church and you want them to keep coming, so don't preach about sin because you're going to condemn them people. No, preach the truth. And anybody that want to get out of sin, if that preacher right, he can lead you out of that sin. Oh, I'm about to preach through my notes. Oh, I've already concluded. I'm not out here to play church. Amen. Ain't going to do it. I can go fishing, me and AJ. The Bible said in verse 17, they're destined for hell. Okay? They live in error, verse 18. They once knew God, again, verse 20 and verse 21. They once knew Jesus Christ. They was born again. They were saved. So, when the Bible said, test every spirit, how do y'all know next week I done backslid? I ain't going to do it. But you got to test my spirit and test the word that I preach every time you see your preacher. And not only me, every preacher. The Bible told you to do that. And if you don't do it, your eternal soul could be in jeopardy. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. You ought to be thankful for somebody telling you the truth. We preachers supposed to be able to say, follow me as I follow Christ. And if a preacher can't say that, I wouldn't trust him. Amen. To God be the glory. Now let's get into the word if we can. We put a lot of emphasis on the word of God here. And I'm glad they let me got up early because I'm bubbling. And so keep in mind that while I'm teaching here, we're teaching thousands of people. Amen. God has made that possible. And it's an honor to pioneer a move that is challenging the pulpit, because a lot of preachers don't like what I'm doing, but God like it. Amen. Amen. And I'm not mad at anybody. I love them all. All I'm simply saying is, preachers, let's get it together and get the body ready. Jesus is coming. Yeah. Amen. That's what we're doing. Now, let's go to the word, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. And let me read these scriptures, then I'm going to give you my subject, and I'm going to go through a few things, and I already know this is going to be part two. And keep in mind that God's got me ministering to people that you probably will never see on this side of the glory. But God told me I'm going to see people in heaven as a result of my stand for righteousness and the truth that we preach. Amen. And I'm going to do it till I take my last breath. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "For verily," this is Jesus talking, "for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Okay? Now, when you study this chapter, you will find that Jesus was not talking about the old covenant, because a lot of people in the body of Christ has mixed the law of God up with the law of Moses. That's two different things. And God had to show that to me, and I taught it here one Thursday night. And God told me, after I finish this, I want you to teach and make this plain, because people don't know what they're saying when they claim these commandments done passed. Now, and let me just give you an example. How many of y'all know lying is still wrong under the new covenant? How many of y'all know stealing is still wrong under the new covenant? How many of y'all know adultery and fornication is still wrong under the new covenant? How dare any preacher say that because God sent grace, now you can do those things? They are ignorant and they don't know what they're saying. And I'm going to put myself in the same shoes. I used to be ignorant too, because I used to preach that garbage. But God done woke me up, and he said, "Now teach the pulpit what I really said." But right here, he is not talking about the old covenant law, the offering of bulls and goats, all the rituals Moses had put in place. This is the handwritten expectations of God for every human being, and they still intact today. The only difference is he don't have them on stone. In the New Testament, he took and wrote them in your heart, and he's still just as adamant about those handwritten things today as he was yesterday. And when you look at the Bible and you rightly divide it, the law of God is different from the law of Moses, and God fixed it that way. I'm going to teach on that, and I'm going to make it plain, but that's all I'm going to say on that for now. But right here, what Jesus is saying, he's teaching these apostles now, and these apostles are the ones that's going to go lay the foundation to the New Testament church, and everything they taught was what he taught them. And Jesus said again, I want y'all to hear this now. He said, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass till all be fulfilled." Now somebody gonna come and teach, "Well, apostle, the Lord fulfilled that." Okay, since you said that, I got a scripture for you. Oh, I'm tearing up doctrines out there and people don't like it, but I'm just gonna look, we're taking the cover off the devil, because the church gotta get right now if they expect to go to heaven. I'm not going to go to it, but Colossians 1:25 says that we ministers now have to fulfill the word. And we got to teach the church how to fulfill the word. Jesus came and fulfilled it to the T. And he sent back his Holy Spirit, because Romans 8 verse 29, God wanted some sons likened unto himself. And Jesus was the first of many brethren, and all the other brethren that came into the kingdom was supposed to be like Jesus, but we'd have lost that message somewhere. But I'm bringing that message back to the church, that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we are able, well able, through his power to live just like he lived. but it's not being preached. People scared to preach about it. People scared to talk about it. What if I fail? What if I fail? The word is still the word.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. I better leave that alone. I got excited right there. But God wants some sons and daughters that, just like Jesus was the example and fulfilled everything to the T, if you think you can't do that, you've been hoodwinked by this thing called church. Because I'm telling you, God got to break mindsets to get you to see that if God can have a fish in salt water and never get salty, why his blood can't create another son that won't get sinful? And when I found out that the devil had lied to me, I come out the bag, and that's why the passion of God filled me up now. The devil is a liar. Who? I'll take on this giant. And I'm living what I'm preaching. And love it and addicted to it. And I ain't going to sin, because sin is a choice. Hallelujah. We ain't talking about being humanly perfect now. We're talking about being godly perfect. Walking holy without sin. Everybody that know born again can do that if they taught properly. One sister, she heard this. She said, man, you're preaching the scriptures. Yes. She said, but I'm scared for you. You know why? Because to preach something like this come with responsibility. Why? But let me share something with you. Now that seems sympathetic. Okay, now watch this. Many preachers won't preach this because they're scared for themselves. They won't preach it. God said, where's somebody that's going to preach it and not worry about the odds? How about you? We ain't scared of the devil. You know, I guess most of my life I struggled with trying to live holy. Most of my Christian walk, I struggled trying to do this. And now I done found out how easy it is. And that you can accomplish this and live like this for the rest of your life. When you have failed as much as I have failed, you don't want to fall no more. This is a sweet life. And I'm going to preach it. I'm going to teach it. And I'm going to say there is a narrow way. But keep this in mind. The Bible said few find it. Amen. Okay, so we tearing up some mindsets out there. Jesus said, not only did he fulfill it, but we got to fulfill it. Now, let me keep reading. It says, verse 19, whosoever therefore, watch this, shall break one of these least commandments. Now, they try to say that Jesus was the last one under the old covenant. Baloney. Jesus was establishing the new covenant. Jesus was teaching his apostles because they was going to teach the new covenant people. Everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is preached by the apostles and their epistles in the church. So don't believe these fabulous preachers that say this don't apply to us. This apply to us. Let me give you a scripture for that so you don't think I'm preaching my doctrine. See, I'm talking to the atmosphere. Preachers hear me. A lot of folks hearing me. Romans 15 verse 4 says, whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning. So if Matthew's, Mark, and Luke, and John was written back then, it's written right now for us. So who says not for us? We should stop listening to what people say the word saying, and we should start listening to what the word say. The word said, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and then shall turn around and teach men to do the same, that's what he's saying, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, it seemed like Jesus was expecting more than him to just do it. Y'all see that in your Bible? I ain't making up nothing. If Jesus didn't expect somebody else to do it, why did he make that statement? Let me back up. Whosoever shall, verse 19, whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Sister Peggy, I want to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I may not be called great here on earth, but if I'm called great in heaven, glory to God, I'll take it. Verse 20, I say, this is Jesus talking. Reverend so-and-so can get up and teach about this book, but here's what Reverend Jesus said. Now you got to make a choice. Who you going to believe, Reverend so-and-so, Dr. so-and-so, this religion, this church, or Jesus? I believe Jesus. Jesus said, for I say, look at that authority, I say unto you, watch this. He's talking to these apostles who gonna lay the foundation, and all of us supposed to be following these apostles' doctrine. That's why he got to leave. We don't have no more founding apostles, but he left an office in the church called the first apostle, the office. Somebody got to stand in that office and say, this is what those guys said. And this is what God meant. And never detour from this book. That's why you got to have true apostles in this hour. And a true apostle don't count churches, don't assess fees from people, and count numbers. They prove it by them, their lives, and they sow, they don't take. For I say unto you, he talking to these leaders of the church, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Look at what Jesus said. You shall in no wise, you shall not enter the kingdom. Okay. Y'all hear Jesus? He told these boys, he said, guys, let me tell y'all something. You see this religious church here? That's what he was saying in his day. Because he had a lot of religious leaders, Pharisees, Sadducees, the Herodians. You had all kinds of organizations in place. Jesus said, except you guys exceed, if y'all don't exceed this here, y'all ain't going to heaven. There it is right there. Now, you know what Jesus is saying in 2015? He's saying to this pulpit, and he's saying to the pews. He's getting the pulpit ready first, but the pews better catch up, especially when you got an example before you, saying it's easy. This is not hard, okay? He said, church, 2015, except your righteousness exceed this thing that's called church out here, you ain't going to heaven. Now, do it look like I'm in... That's my interpretation. Let's go read it again. And what Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13. And there's another scripture that said, what he say to one, he say to all. I ain't nothing but Bible. So if they get mad at me, you got to get mad at the Bible. Now, this don't keep members. Teaching and preaching like this don't keep members. It only keep those who got a pure heart, and I want to get there, Lord. And no matter where you are, you'll endure this word until this word bring you there. You'll run from the word. But if you want to just be religious, just be the norm, this is too hard. It ain't hard. You ain't ready to give up yourself. Jesus said, for I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. Now, the subject today is no cracks and no crevices in this word. Let me tell you why I'm sharing this. I have preachers, if y'all want to know true apostles deal with leaders, okay? They produce a lot of preachers. And all y'all got to do is look around at the ministry, look around in the different states, and that's my ministry. Now, right here, I'm the pastor of this local church, amen? But my greatest call is to leadership. And when you hear me on the radio, I'm usually dealing tough with leaders, okay? And you're supposed to, if you go read Matthew 23, you don't supposed to deal with leaders lightly. He said, to whom much is given, much is required. He said, we don't be many masters, which means leaders or teachers, for we shall receive the greater condemnation. So he is hammering on preachers in this hour. And I am not afraid to get out there and call names and say, look, the only time I call a name is if a person has gone too far and he's deceiving people. And I say this all the time. If I start deceiving somebody, you ought to go call my name out. Somebody ought to tell off on me. Now, that's real church. And if preachers don't do this, we playing church. We playing little favoritism with each other. We don't want to make nobody upset. We want to be friends with each other because I want you to invite me to your church and give me an honorarium, $200 or $300, $2,000 or $3,000. Keep your money. I'll go to work.
Praise the Lord. That's it for the day. This is Apostle Lewis. I want to invite you to our webpage for more free teaching. And you can go to the website at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. www.somethingministry.org. If you want to call us, 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.